Reported COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Arizona, creating further strains on healthcare resources. Positivity rates in the city of Phoenix have exceeded 20%. Yesterday, Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego spoke with CBS's Face the Nation about the difficulties her city has seen in fighting the spread of COVID.
We are setting records of the type you don't want to set for the use of ventilators by COVID patients, acute care beds. Our healthcare workers are telling us they are already tired and they are worried that there could be an additional growth.
The mayor, though, is optimistic the federal government has agreed to support increased testing in the region. As of this morning, the State Department of Health Services has recorded nearly 124,000 COVID-19 infections and 2,245 deaths. The state today reported 8 more Arizonans have died due to the virus and 1,357 more cases were added.
And as cases continue to rise, Arizona Congressman Greg Stanton has been critical of Governor Doug Ducey's handling of the pandemic here. He has called for a statewide mask mandate and expanded testing and openly expressed frustration when the governor did not deliver. In a recent letter to the governor, Stanton wrote, quote, "During this entire time, the state's rhetoric has not matched reality." He went on to say, quote, "State leaders were asleep at the wheel, unacceptably unaware or deliberately dishonest about what was happening at the local level and without a real plan to make up for these shortcomings at the state level." I caught up with the congressman recently and I asked him if the governor's most recent actions late last week did anything to ease his concerns.
No, I was significantly disappointed by what the governor announced yesterday. I believe the governor needs to do a lot more to protect the people of Arizona. When Arizona is ranked worst in the entire world, New York Times had an article and ranked Arizona worst in the world as it relates to the growth of this deadly virus, our governor owes the people of the state a lot more than he has provided, a lot more stronger leadership. Politics is tough sometimes. Sometimes you have to really do things that may upset your political base. But when it comes to public health, protecting families, protecting children, you got to do more. So I was disappointed, not just with the governor's announcement yesterday or minimal announcement yesterday, really been disappointed by his lack of strong leadership throughout this crisis.
What do you think needs to be done? You've called for expanded testing, expanded contact tracing. Do you think at this point we should enter into a full-on lockdown again?
Look, I put in writing exactly what I think the governor should do. And that is, number one, significantly increase testing lab capacity. The problem here is we've lagged behind in testing for much of this crisis. We were 50th in testing when we should have been doing a lot more. Because if we had done testing earlier on, we could have done contact tracing and really slowed the spread of this virus. But we did almost no testing. We were worst in the country. And we've had no effective contact tracing plan. So you reap what you sow. You didn't prepare for the reopening. And now we're the worst in the country and arguably the worst in the entire world. Here's what we need to do. Use the resources that Congress has provided you. We provided the state of Arizona almost $2 billion. The governor decided to put $400 million of that into a reserve fund. I don't know what you're waiting for. Use the money right now to not only significantly increase testing well beyond what he announced yesterday, but then also significantly increase lab capacity, because it's taking 12 days on average to get these tests back. And that's terrible. It's terrible for so many reasons. Number one, you can't do contact tracing under those circumstances. Think about employers. If an employee show symptoms, they now have to be out of work for an additional 2 weeks before they can even know their test results. And obviously in a school setting, you know, a teacher shows symptoms, they have to be out of the classroom if and when we get back to schools for such a long period of time. So I'm telling the governor, use the resources that Congress has provided you. Don't wait for another day. In fact, we're fighting right now. I'm fighting in Congress to get an extra allotment of resources for cities and states so they can help fight this virus.
I want to ask you about the 2020-2021 school year. It's a significant point of stress for Arizona teachers and families right now, whether or not we're going to start, when we're going to start, what it's going to look like. Arizona schools are not supposed to resume in-person classes until at least August 17th now, but the president seems to have a much sooner timeline in terms of returning to classrooms. What do you think of the comments the president has made about reopening schools, and what approach would you like to take?
The president is 100% wrong on this issue. Look, in our community, in our state, just this week, we were ranked as the worst place in the entire planet in terms of growth of this virus. We are not ready to reopen our schools. But what I'm really frustrated with, again, as it relates to the governor's leadership, is what's the plan? What criteria is there going to be in terms of PPE in the schools? What's the plan to ensure appropriate social distancing to follow CDC guidelines? What's the plan to ensure that teachers don't get in a situation where they have to consistently be worried about whether they're going to catch this terrible virus? What's the cleaning standards for our schools? Have you put additional resources towards our schools so that they can meet those guidelines? Here's the real problem. The governor hasn't put together any kind of contact tracing plan. There's been no testing plan for the state of Arizona. And certainly there is no plan, real plan, that schools can follow with the resources that would follow that would allow for the reopening of our schools.
A recent poll shows the governor's approval rating here in the state is lower than any other governor at this point. And he was asked at this most recent press conference whether he thought voters would forgive him for how he's managed the pandemic. What do you think about that? Do you think this signals a turn of the tide in Arizona politics?
Yes. Look, the leadership from the state during this crisis has been very poor. And people are really smart and they can sense that. And so, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, if you feel like state leadership, in this case, our governor, has not shown strong leadership, and the failure to show strong leadership has resulted into a risk for themselves, their children, their parents, their grandparents, because of your lack of action, because of your lack of strong leadership, you've put your own family's health at risk. People are going to take that out on politicians.
I want to ask you more, Congressman, about what's being done in Washington. You mentioned some of the things you have called for and the resources that have been allocated here. What else is being discussed in the House right now? We're looking at unemployment benefits running out really soon. What other issues are you hoping you can achieve from Washington down to try and ease this for Arizonans?
Well, it's not what we're planning on doing. It's actually what we've already done. Above and beyond the CARES Act, the House of Representatives already passed the HEROES Act. And the HEROES Act would provide significantly additional resources to cities and states. The Senate has not taken up that bill. We need them to take up that bill now because we are in a crisis around the country, but most particularly here in Arizona, we're in a crisis right now.
Your successor in the Phoenix mayor's office, Mayor Kate Gallego, picked a bit of a fight with the federal government over the last week or so, calling out what she has seen as a lack of federal aid to the city and to the county. Having been in that position yourself, I wonder, what do you think of her comments, and do you think the federal government should have done more here?
Well, when it comes to testing, absolutely. The federal government should have brought significantly more resources, FEMA in particular, to the state of Arizona. Look, Arizona made a huge mistake at the beginning of this. I think political leadership at the state and at the county felt like what happened in New York would never happen in Arizona. So we shut down. But you know what happened during the shutdown? People of Arizona sacrificed. We sacrificed significantly. We did our part, but leadership didn't do their part to prepare for the reopening. I think they had a failure of understanding how bad this virus could get. That failure to plan, that failure to be ready for the reopening is the reason why we have the problems we have. Failure on testing, failure on contact tracing, and a failure to do a mask mandate, which is very political. But you know what? It's the right thing to do for public health. It shouldn't be political. With regard to the feds, they should have been called in a long time ago. The additional support that they're providing now, which is a fraction of what we need, the additional support should have been asked for a much earlier time period. And the people of West Phoenix and South Phoenix in particular, where we have a larger percentage of Latino and African-American residents, they have been significantly hurt by these poor decisions. And I really respect Mayor Gallego's decision to raise the profile of this tremendous problem.
That was my conversation with U.S. Congressman Greg Stanton. And just to note, we have asked the governor to join us on the show over the course of the pandemic. He has yet to take us up on that request.